and Pakistan may have to turn to the IMF for financial help. In the meantime, that country's new president, Asif Ali Zardari, has just been to Saudi Arabia. He's hoping the Saudis will help with the economic crisis that's threatening his already unstable nation. We have this report from NPR's Philip Reeves.
If you want to get a sense of how tough it is to be poor and old in Pakistan, study Mohammed Bashir's face. His eyes are hollow, his cheeks are gaunt. Deep worry lines etch his brow. He's so thin, he looks in danger of being swallowed up by his shirt. Mohammed Bashir is 70 years old. He used to be a tailor. He's too infirm to work now. He's come to this vegetable market in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, to find out what he can afford to buy. The answer is not much. Bashir says food prices are out of control, yet he says no one seems to be doing anything about it. Just when it seemed things couldn't get much worse in Pakistan, they have. Barely a day passes without a suicide bombing or a battle between government forces and the Taliban fighting for control over Pakistan's northwest. Nearly 9 months after it was elected, Pakistan's coalition government's still struggling to find its feet, and the economy's unraveling. Tariq Fatemi is a former ambassador to Washington.
There is absolutely no doubt the president, the prime minister, the finance minister, they have all stated so, not once but on a number of occasions, that the country faces a serious economic crisis.
2 years ago, Pakistan's economy was going along at a healthy clip. Growth was close to 7%. Conflict and political turmoil have inflicted a heavy toll, and so has the global financial crisis. Inflation's risen above 27%. With foreign exchange reserves running low, Pakistan's in danger of soon being unable to pay for its imports. Pakistan buys most of its crude oil from Saudi Arabia. This week, Pakistan's President Zardari asked the Saudis to defer crude oil payments. His hosts made positive noises, but no agreement's been made public. Even if there is one, Pakistan may well have to be bailed out by the International Monetary Fund. Zardari says this is the last option, but there have already been preliminary talks. Tariq Fatemi believes there's no choice and that the terms will likely be painful.
The administration and the establishment will have to cut down its expenditure. The elected people who wanted money so that they could spread around political patronage will have to do without it.
Ultimately, I don't see any other solution to this problem, and they would have to go to IMF at any case.
That's Abid Salehri, an economist with Pakistan's Sustainable Development Policy Institute. Pakistan's currency, the rupee, has lost 30% against the dollar since the start of this year. Salehri says that's hitting the poor because it's contributed to painful rises in the price of crucial imported staples, for instance, wheat and cooking oil.
Similarly, in case of medicine, and Pakistan has been relying on imported medicine to a great extent, and their prices, they have gone up.
The big worry is that Pakistan's economic crisis will lead to popular unrest and hardened support for Islamist militants. Salehri says that's why the world has no alternative but to help out.
Because it's not in their interest to have a destabilized Pakistan. As it is said that a stable Afghanistan is a must for a stable Pakistan, and a stable Pakistan is a must for the rest of the world.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.
And that story was compiled with some reporting help from Junaid Khan in Islamabad.